I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You know how everything seems like a good idea after you've had a few?
Don't tell her at a railway station!
Yeah, that's this show.
Riding in my car, and I'm listening to the radio.
It's time for Dukes and Bell.
Oh, someone told me it's the Black Beverly Hills. Is that true?
Driving in Atlanta just got a whole lot more bearable.
Welcome to the party, pal.
Hi, everybody. Carl Dukes and Mike Bell. The names that mean goodness.
Say my name, you know who I am.
Carl Dukes.
I drink and I know things.
Oh, don't question my authority, thanks.
King Kong ain't got on me.
Sometimes you just got to call somebody, and I'm not ashamed to say it. You know,
And Mike Bell.
I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you.
Hope you guess my name.
Bring a pitcher of beer every 7 minutes till somebody passes out, and then bring one every 10 minutes, right?
Get ready for the best 5 hours of your life.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
Don't believe me, just watch.
This is Dukes and Bell.
You know what? Why don't we start doing the stuff that other guys have done on other radio shows around the country?
No.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Atlanta! What's going on? So are we going to have college football or not? We start off every day and every hour by saying, Hey, man! Mike Bell, I got to ask you this question as we get the show started today. We got a lot to get to, guys. Darren Eales is going to stop by. The Atlanta United schedule is out. We know what the matches are going to look like, at least for the next month or so. We're also going to get a chance to talk to Wes
Drew Ham.
Yes, Wes Durham, the voice of our Atlanta Falcons, also on the ACC Network. We'll get his thoughts on this college stuff that's going on. But, Mike, what's taking so long with this vote? What's taking so long?
Yeah, I'm not sure why it is doing it the way it's going down. I don't know. I mean, is it more of the science? Which, again, you can't argue with some of that. I know that we, as you know, regular citizens kind of get upset because it sounded like, you know, the goal line kept getting moved the last couple of months. And then, you know, we did some work and then we didn't do enough work, apparently, to flatten the curve. But now this is stuff about the heart condition. And that's something which you're hearing a lot of. And, you know, if it's something that you as a young man could compromise your health, that's something which apparently a lot of the athletic directors and the conference commissioners are talking about right now. That's the major concern because you got some big dudes that play football.
So if you're just joining us for the first time today, maybe you've not listened to 92.9 The Game, we invite you to do that. We invite you to listen to this show every day as well. You know, where we stand right now and where we're at is pretty much where we were when we left the show yesterday, which was in limbo, because we thought that with the meetings that were happening this morning, and they continue, the Big Ten and the Pac-12 are meeting today, okay? They're presidents, and they allegedly are going to hold separate votes to see where they want to do, you know, where they want to go with this. But what we know right now is the ACC had meetings yesterday, and they told Dennis Dodd, who comes on this show frequently, they absolutely plan on playing. The Mountain West is out. They postponed the 2020 season. You had a couple of other schools decide that they were not going to play as well. But, you know, again, we're still kind of waiting on this Power 5 domino to fall. And it hasn't, because we're still waiting on what the Big Ten wants to do. But ironically, Mike, the SEC is sitting here saying, just wait a minute, hold on. Greg Sankey saying, listen, we got clearance from our medical folks. He went on the Dan Patrick Show and said as much. But that doesn't mean that we're all clear. And so, to your point, maybe they're just trying to wait it out and see where this goes. I don't think, Mike, we're going to get a decision today. I don't. I don't think the Big Ten and Pac-12 make a final decision. Maybe they push the season, the start of the season back, but yeah, I don't think get a final season, decision.
October, maybe a shorter season. I don't know what they're going to do. I know what, you know, the SEC and the ACC are committed to. For what it's worth, the chair of the ACC's medical advisory group says a fall season can be played safely. And he's from Duke, so they're pretty smart over there. an infectious disease specialist named Dr. Cameron Wolf, Good name for a doctor. Sounds like a TV doctor. Dr. Cameron Wolf is here. But anyway, he told the Sports Business Daily, according to ESPN, that they've learned enough over the past 6 months to manage the risk. Now, again, the thing that we talked about yesterday, and I brought this up, the myocarditis. And again, Carl and I, if you're new to the show, we both want football. We want to see these kids do it safely. I think that sometimes people, you know, are living in too much fear and not looking at the numbers and crunching the odds. But it's still about an 18 to 22-year-old kid. And if there is a risk of some kind of permanent, you know, a compromise to his health, that's got to be factored into the equation. But if you can mitigate that, Carl, by these guys somehow, if it's not a bubble, which we know is cost prohibitive, will they have the discipline? A lot of people out there, okay, mostly college football writers, don't think this can come off. But the SEC and the ACC want to do it. And I don't know. I wonder if the other conferences came in six guns a-blazing and then kind of realized they were all of a sudden they found themselves out on a limb. I don't know. Because it sounds like we're going to do our thing here in the Southeast regardless of what those guys do.
Well, one of the funniest tweets, and we invite you to follow us today and always at Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes. The radio show is Dukes and Bell 929. And of course, follow this radio station, 929 The Game, across all social media platforms, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, to stay up on what's going on, not only with our community, but in the world of sports. Comes from a guy named Roy Woods Jr., who tweeted out a picture of Suge Knight with a big SEC symbol on his shirt, and it reads, "If you tired of your conference caring about your health, all up in your safety, all in your face with thermometers and protocols, if you want to play football and still maybe pass an illness we don't know that much about on to your loved ones, come on to the SEC." It is one of the funniest tweets I've seen in a very long time. And if you're not familiar, Mike and I always clown around. Back in the day when Suge Knight got on stage and basically started the East West Coast beef, when he said what he said about, you know,
taking shots at P. Diddy or Puffy Combs at the time, and obviously it was like Snoop and Dr. Dre and Tupac, and it was the West Coast thing. But yes, we always joke around about that.
New York ain't got no love for Snoop Dogg.
Right.
New York ain't got no love for the West Coast.
So in this case, but look, I mean, but it's funny though, because the other conferences, look, I get it. There's risks out there. You want to mitigate the risks, but my point is, if you're not going to find a year from now, things are much safer. That's my argument. So I want to make it clear, because I had a few folks that have my email, and it's, again, you can go to us at mike.bell at
was it? Oh, they're emailing you now? They're emailing you?
Yeah, the medical folks. But no, I just want to make it clear. There's risks out there. There's risks involved in everything. But if you guys are waiting for that silver bullet, okay, it's not there. And I know the Russians, by the way, they've got an anecdote. Yeah. Putin's got a vaccine.
Yeah, good luck. Good luck.
Take the vaccine, it is safe. And if it is not safe, we say it is safe. And so, you know, it's a bunch of crap. Okay, that's a PR move over there. But my point I'm getting to is, if you feel that you can't do college football this year, things will be much better in the spring. They're not. And you think they're going to be much better in the fall, they might not next year. So when are we going to say, okay, so now football's canceled forever? Because when will it be good enough for some of these guys out there that are scared of their own freaking shadow? That's my question. That's what I'm sick and tired of going round and round about. When will it be safe enough for everyone? When we have a vaccine? Well, what about the people, Carl, that don't take the vaccine, as we said yesterday? You know, what about the people that don't react to the vaccine? I mean, this is the question I'm asking. If you're going to cancel football now, when are we going to play college football?
So Will Archer on Twitter hits us up right at the start of the show. He says, "With all due respect," and by the way, when you use that phrase,
you know, disrespect is coming.
Yes. He says, "Blank the Big Ten. Let them cancel their season if their players want to play down here. Down south, then let the players play." He says it's not like the players don't have access to the same info the administrators right. do. They know the risk. So we'll appreciate the tweet. Blank the Big Ten is what he says. And listen, I think this is not in every conference can't independently own college football by itself. As great as the SEC is,
right?
You still need the ACC, you still need the Big 12, you still need the Big 10, and you're going, "Dukes, no, you don't." Well, what are we going to do? We're going to play an SEC season and go, "Oh, Georgia beat everybody, so they're the national champions." I mean, come on.
No, but I mean, but this is the thing. There is, I think, two things. We now realize, as we said yesterday, these guys make all the money that makes everything go around. We've also learned that there is no plan, okay? The universities had no plan. The athletic directors hadn't. The only plan for the SEC was playing for time and hoping the numbers get better, and they haven't. So, I mean, that's why I'm saying, like, are we going to step up here, or are we just going to say, look, because there's no logic to postponing to the spring, because nothing's going to change by the spring. Okay, that's a fantasy. So that's my, I just want to make sure there's no, do I stutter, Carl? Is there be any confusion about what we're trying to say here? So we'll see.
You don't think things will be better in 6 months?
I think from what I'm hearing, again, and Carl and I, just like you guys out there, everyone's got friends that are in the medical, I would imagine most of us have some friends that are in the medical field, some a little bit higher on the food chain than others. There may be a vaccine, but the vaccine might not be the cure-all that people think it is, because obviously there's a couple of things in the pipeline, but I mean, there's still no guarantees that, you're going to get everybody that's going to react to it favorably, that's going to be effective. It may be just like a flu vaccine, you know? So we still might have some risks involved next year at this time.
All right. So this is where we're at as we start the show today. And again, this is fluid. This could change by 4. It could change by 6, which is why you need to continue to listen. But no decision has been made as of yet when it comes to the Big Ten and the Pac-12. And again, I know Will's like, blank the Big Ten. I hear you, Will. But
yeah, but the Big Ten,
we have to
thing.
Wait.
And let's be honest now, okay, regardless of the pandemic, if on Ohio State or Wisconsin or whoever, that's there are a couple programs that we respect, okay? Yes, we always couldn't stand their commissioner and the way they dragged their feet for the playoffs and all that, but still, Ohio State deserves our respect because they are a good football team and they gave Clemson all they can handle. I think that's one of the teams even the most hardened SEC homer would say, yes, you'd have to have Ohio State in the national playoff picture.
But it's foolish because, again, I mean, if we're being selfish here. It's foolish to disclude the entire Midwestern part of the country, because that's what you're doing if you say blank the Big Ten. That is a huge football-watching, invested, emotional part of the country. The Iowas of the world, even though they don't win jack, okay? Michigan, Michigan State, Ohio State, Penn State, that it's foolish. So we need the Big Ten to be on board. So I understand that you know, you're frustrated with, come on, and that's why I started the show with what's taking so long,
right.
But we need that. You might not care as much about the Pac-12 because maybe you don't watch it. Maybe you don't stay up and watch it. But there is value in having a USC playing college football. So we need to wait and see where this is going to go, but I do think that the SEC, more than any other conference outside of the ACC, obviously, we said we're playing, according to Dennis Dodd, there is a much greater chance the SEC is going to move forward, but they need their partners, guys. You just don't go to a dance and dance by yourself on the dance floor.
Right.
You got to have some partners, and this is part of why everybody's being patient about this decision. What do you guys think? 404-741-0929. That is the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. Tweet at us. You can always find us there as well, and so many guys are already doing that. Jeffrey just hit us up. With the whole SEC season and what it's going to mean. We'll read some of your tweets along the way. As we mentioned, Darren Eales is set to join us as well, guys, coming up next hour. We'll get the latest with Atlanta United and the schedule now that is out. Even though, Mike, they've not said they're going to have fans, have they?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's, we're kind of expecting, you know, we'll have the games, but we won't have the fans in the seats. So that's the reality there.
All right, man. All right, dude. We got a lot to get to. It is a big show.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, Newcomb got designated to like a purgatory. So we'll get into that, because last night it was like, my God, it was, man, that was ugly. That was real ugly in Philly.
Yeah. You know, listen, we try to be as positive as we can about all these players. We did it with Fulton.
And we pull for him. You know me. I've been this guy's, yep, only me and Smoltz are the only guys in the lobby, sure, for Newcomb. And
no.
Guess what, Carl? You know what now? You know what? Dead to me.
Yeah. Well, you kept asking me last year, you didn't think he'd get back in the starting rotation. I was like, okay, give him to the spring. And then the spring happened and they gave him the shot. But, you know, I think the phrase is, you had your chance
and
you blew it. Yeah, you can't do that. All right. We'll get into all of that coming up here as part of our headlines. Also, MLB in the bubble. We'll get into that. Lots to get to today, and stay tuned as we'll keep you updated on the latest college football information as the college presidents from both the Big Ten and the Pac-12 continue to meet, guys. And it is a big deal because I think, again, this could be the dominoes that if they fall, it's going to force the hand, I think, of the SEC and the ACC. So I know that everybody's in contact, and I mean, you know, the commissioners and the presidents, they're all talking, but it's not as if this thing can happen independently of one another. It's just not the same college football season. All right, we'll come back. It's Dukes and Bell. It's Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, brought to you and driven by Kia. For more info, visit KiaDealers.com. Headlines next.
And what other thing I'd like to say, any artist out there want to be an artist and want to stay a star, don't want to have to worry about the executive producer trying to be all in the video, all on the record, dancing.
Coming. The SEC, it just does mean more.
It is Dukes and Bell, guys, and we are patiently waiting
to hear what's going to happen with the Big Ten and the Pac-12. Meantime, we got a lot more to get to in the world of sports. Darren Eales set to join us at 3:20 today to talk about Atlanta United and the restart, which is kind of good because we were terrible in the bubble environment. Hopefully things will get better, and we got a new manager, Mike. So I am curious to see what Stephen Glass has in store for this club, and you know how we're going to look different, if we're going to look that much different. I think we will, though. I really do.
Well, like I said, we just want to get some balls in the net. It's an important part of the process. We haven't scored a goal since like February, so yeah, we're gonna need some. And again, obviously, we had the break, but we just had such a brutal run, and obviously, DeBoer lost his gig down there. So hopefully, whatever we're gonna do, somebody will find a way to get Pitty and Barco, and you know whether it's Adam John or all the new guys on the same page.
All right, guys, 404-741-0929. It is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. You can always text us and tweet at us as well. We'd love to hear from you guys along the way on this busy, busy afternoon. Before we get into some headlines, let's talk about Newcomb just straight up. Okay, so we have two guys in Folty who, and I want to say this, and I don't want to, I'm going to say the term, but it's going to sound worse than what it's going to mean. Well, no, but they're in rehab. Both of these guys are going to be in rehab because what Folty is trying to do is show the Braves that not only is he's capable of what they want him to be capable of, but also kind of to prove to himself. So, you know, when you get designated for assignment, that's basically what this is. It's a rehab assignment. It's basically go work on your stuff, get your mind right, and we'll take another look at you maybe down the road. The problem is you don't have 162 games to do that and 8 months over the course of a season. This thing's going to be over at the end of September. So, for now, two guys on this staff who've been designated, I do like the fact, Mike, that the Braves aren't BSing. They're like, yo, you're not pitching well, you're out. Yeah. And last night, 8 runs in 2 innings is pathetic.
Well, again, you got no time for this. You know, literally, I mean, in a shortened season, we said there were going to be a premium on quality starts. You can't wear the bullpen out as good as the Braves' bullpen has been. And last night, obviously, they finally succumbed to some pressure. And it's also a really good hitting Phillies team. We know that. But yeah, I mean, look, these guys, and I said it on Twitter earlier, I mean, whether you were traded for, you were drafted, you know, in the baseball amateur draft, I mean, you're supposed to have all this pitching, you know, and Ian Anderson, now again, he's young, but he was also considered one of the top prospects in baseball last year. So, you know, you're going to have to see what these guys can do. I don't think it's like the NHL, Carl, where you worry about bringing a goalie up so soon and you mess with his head and he's not the same guy. But, I mean, you're going to have to. And other teams, by the way, other teams are in the same boat. Other teams got to bring up their young guys. There's no time. You got time to monkey around with this. And I've given up on Newcomb, as we said. I think he's got electric stuff. But now, at best, he's bullpen. That's all you can do with this guy. And Folty, eat a beef and cheddar. Get some size back, man. You came in all skinny and you lost your fastball. Hopefully that's part of it.
All right, guys. Tonight, Tookie time. We'll see what he does up against the New York Yankees. We'll see what happens. Hopefully he gives us another quality start. But, you know, again, I'm with Mike when you talk about, I got to see what you've got. And if you're not going to show me what you've got, then we got to move on. And we've got enough ball pitchers with arms, young arms, that we got to see and get a feel for. And then worst case scenario, I think Alex Anthopoulos is also taking the temperature of, do I need to make a trade? And, you know, the way things are going, the offense is there. But last night, you had no shot because your starting pitching was just horrible. It is Dukes and Bell, guys. Craig's behind the glass, our engineer. Bo Morgan, executive producer. Craig, let's hit some headlines.
Strap in, youngins.
Hitting the headlines with Dukes and Bell.
Well, let's hear about the future of Sean Newcomb. Here is our manager, Brian Snicker.
No, we optioned him, actually.
Okay.
After the game. Go back, just like we did last year. Go back down. He'll go back to the alternate site and keep throwing. And we're going to need him before this thing's over with. Again, I don't know. And, you know, I don't know if he'll be starting, relieving, or whatever. But, you know, he just got to go back, keep pitching.
All right, so Ezekiel Love, who follows us, Mike, says, yo, Dukes, Newcomb nor Folty are starters. Newcomb's 27, Folty's 28. It's time to move on. Do you feel that way? Just cut bait?
Well, again, I thought this was the great opportunity for Sean Newcomb to show you what he got. I mean, Foltynewicz is a guy that we've talked about this at length. He's had all these opportunities. He's a 500 pitcher, and that's a great point. He's not a 22-year-old. Sean Newcomb might look like he's 12. He's 27. You know, so that's a great point. So you move on, and now you try to – I'm ready. Yes, if in a perfect world this was a regular season, these are guys that I would package and we'd move on, but that's not the way it's going to work. So Snicker's not lying when he says he may have a role to play this year. He does. I'm so disappointed with this kid. We've seen it. Yes, but the velocity was down a little bit last night, but still, we've seen what this guy can have. He does have electric stuff, but he's a head case, and he walks too many guys, and he gets in jams, and it was like, you know, batting practice night, single, single, and then Harper goes yard on. I mean, what was your plan on the mound with Bryce Harper, right? How were you going to attack him? Not well. So, you know, that's part of it. You're supposed to know this now. You're a big league pitcher for a number of years.
Yeah, my plan for Harper is don't give him anything to hit. That's my plan.
Hey, you know, other guys, like there's other dudes, you know, you can pitch around him and get a walk and load the base. Yes, not optimal, but still, you know, put one down Front Street, as they say in Philly. You know, Broad Street. I don't know, man. This is exasperating because
he's Fulte, got you hot, doesn't he?
Fulte let us down. The freak injury to Soroka. You know, we know what we got in free, but again, he's not bulletproof. He can't go out there and win 20 games for you because you're not going to have the opportunity in this shortened season. So all I've heard for year after year, pitching. All right, let's see it. Because all I got now is an Italian, Ugats, okay? Tukey. Who to thunk? Tukey. And Tukey was my last project, and I quit on Tukey end of last summer.
You quit on Tukey!
Yeah, now I'm back for Tukey time. And now again, he's up in the Bronx. I mean, no fans there to get in his head, but what a setting to be up there at Yankee Stadium tonight.
All right, go ahead and say it, Mike. Newcomb's a loser. Say it!
Newcomb is not a loser. He's
say it!
He's dead to me. He is dead to me. You know,
show me what you got!
And if you're not watching Rick and Morty, you need to get Rick and Morty in your life on Adult Swim. Thank you. That's what that's from.
All right, let's hear Brian Snicker. Where's Newcomb best? Is he a starter? Is he a bullpen guy? Snick?
As of right now, probably, yeah. Just from what I've witnessed the last couple of years. He had a really good year a couple of years ago. But it's been inconsistent since then. We put him in the pen last year, and he actually he did a pretty good job out of the pen. So, I mean, it's a young, strong arm. I still think he can be a productive major league pitcher in some capacity.
Put him in the pen, then.
All right.
Put him in the pen, Snit.
As you said it, man, again, from the great movie Copland, another movie reference here, you had your chance, as Carl said, and you blew it. So now do you have confidence in this? Does Snicker have a confidence? Here's the thing with Snicker. It doesn't really matter about confidence. It's all you got. It doesn't matter whether you like these guys or not. It's all you got.
No, that's
so
true. That's true.
You're going to have to use somebody swinging this season.
Manager once told me he looked at the pitching card and he looked at the bullpen and he said, I don't want him. He went through every guy. He said, I went through six guys and I realized I wanted none of them to come to the mound, but I had no choice. And that's kind of where it is. Don't want Luke. Oh, damn it. Will.
Yeah, let's go, Will. The good news is the Braves do have a fantastic bullpen. As we said last night, you had a great pitcher last night that was dealing for the Phillies, and that didn't help. And the Braves did rally late a little bit to make it respectable.
Well, starting pitching screwed you last night. It's just that simple. I mean, it is.
You are in a tough spot. The good news is you're still going to find a way. You got a couple more weeks to figure this out. But season's going to be over like that. And what are you going to go in the playoffs with? This is where if you were those sabermetric guys, and you love the idea of the relief pitcher starting, the Braves are going to have to do everything by committee, save for the starts, obviously, by Fried in the playoffs.
That's a good point. And maybe we do go to what they call an opening starter, which is a guy out of the bullpen. Real quick, MLB could use a playoff bubble. This is out there. Our headline segment brought to you by our friends at T-Mobile. Get amazing network for an amazing price. Visit T-Mobile stores and at T-Mobile.com to find out more. I like this idea, Mike, and they're talking about three hubs. This is what college football should have been thinking about. One on the West Coast, one in the middle of the country, maybe in Texas, who knows, and then obviously one on the East Coast. But this way you could have your 16 playoff teams in three central areas and maybe have a better controlled environment. Because the St. Louis Cardinals guys, whether you're keeping notes or not.
Do we lose Carl, Craig? He went down. Yeah, because that's the thing. The Cardinals have had issues with their COVID-19 positive tests. And again, there have been some false positives, just like with NFL testing, but Cardinals have been hit. The other story that came out, and you may have read the story earlier, was what the Indians are dealing with. And it's a real nightmare. Indians pitcher Mike Clevinger, he sat through a team meeting, this was yesterday, and defended Zach Plesac, because Zach Plesac had word had gotten out that he had been outside the hotel. And Plesac, of course, tested positive. But anyway, this pitcher, Mike Clevenger for the Indians, sits through a team meeting. He was out with Plesac the night before. Then he flies home with the team. And then the Indians discover, oh, yeah, he was out with them. So they've now quarantined Clevenger. And this is one of the great starting pitching rotations in baseball right now. So it's just an absolute fiasco, not to mention guys like Francona. There's guys that have had issues. There's a guy out there who has battled forms of cancer. So when you've got guys with compromised health and you're out there, I mean, it's really not only is it stupid for baseball players, it's just downright selfish. So that's one of the situations that Carl was alluding to. You know, again, you're only as strong. The weakest link in this case is the dumbest jock on your baseball team. So perhaps the bubble concept can work. It goes against everything we've expected, but this is what we kind of get in 2020. No home field advantage, if you will. We'll come back. We've got plenty more to dive into, and we'll get Carl hardwired as he's having problems with his hardwiring. It's a Dukes and Bell. Don't forget, guys, you can catch us anywhere in the world, and you can rewind too on radio.com.
It is Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, brought to you and driven by Kia. I wanted you to hear from Scott Frost, because Mike and I were talking about this yesterday. Mm-hmm. Scott Frost is the coach at Nebraska as we await word from the Big 12, or should I say the Big 10 and the Pac-12, as to what they're going to do as their presidents are meeting. But Scott Frost made these comments yesterday, Mike, and a lot of people were like, oh, Nebraska's going to leave the conference. Here's what he said.
We want to play a Big Ten schedule. I hope that's what happens. Our university is committed to playing no matter what that looks like and how that looks. We want to play no matter who it is or where it is. So we'll see how all those chips fall. We certainly hope it's in the Big Ten. If it isn't, I think we're prepared to look for other options.
It has been brought up, Carl, that they have issues with TV contracts and how that would work out if you were going to go off the reservation. If you're, again, I think if you're a college football fan, you're like, hey, at least somebody wants to play. But it's still a lot of moving parts on that one. But they are definitely out there. And it's not just the coach, the athletic director. They definitely want to play. They in Iowa were reportedly the dissenting votes about quitting for the fall or canceling the fall season.
Yeah, Mike, here's the other part, though. Everybody's talking about Nebraska leaving. Guys, their TV rights connected to these conferences. Right. You just can't leave.
No, that's just people with free time on their hands. They're not, again, they just left to join the Big Ten from the, what was it? Remember the old days of the pack, was it the big eight, right? And then then became the Big 12. And they didn't like, what was their beef, right? It was about Texas, right? They felt Texas had too much juice. So okay.
It was.
Same as
A&M. Longhorn Network. Yeah, when the Longhorn Network started in 2011, they were like, we're out. And by the way, going to the Big Ten was fine. They've just had no real, you know, consequence on the conference as far as winning any titles. Matter of fact, Nebraska hasn't won a conference title since 99, and that's going back to their Big 12 days. So, you know, the whole idea, though, I think people believe, and we were making fun of this at the start of the show, you know, come to the SEC. You just can't pick up and go to another conference. These schools are tied to their conference TV contracts, which is why schools don't just do that. There's something to be said about the continuity of a conference. And when a TV deal is done, we're going to have the TV rights to this conference and the makeup of this conference until X amount of years. So, you know, for, you know, the ACC, it's 2036. I mean, so Clemson couldn't leave if they wanted to right now.
Yeah,
so it's one of those deals where coaches are just talking out of the side of their mouth.
Yeah, I mean, as we said earlier, I just don't know how they would accommodate that. Now, here's the thing. Now, if some just say for argument's sake that Nebraska was going to wind up, you know, because how about this? Nebraska played Oklahoma in a game.
Yes.
This is one that for you younger guys, you don't remember names like I Am Hip and Jarvis Redwine and all that, but there was some back in the day, that was one of the must-see games of the college year. Now, again, it just kind of gets fans, you know, again, strictly from a football standpoint, not from the, you know, personal safety of the players type side of it, which is the main issue to get worked out. But yeah, how do you accommodate their existing TV contract, even in the framework of trying to play this year, whatever your ad hoc schedule they would try to throw together. So yeah, it just sounds like a lot of bluster. It is Dukes and Bell with Carl and I. And again, Carl, we've been having some issues with the digital line, so we'll keep trying to hammer that one out. But I know a lot of people yesterday did see the comments and said, hey, that'd be really cool if you could get Nebraska jumping all over the place, kind of like doing their own version of a Notre Dame schedule. Ironically, Notre Dame is leaning on the ACC when they kind of threw them a lifeline because of all their out-of-conference opponents that they couldn't play, when the Big Ten, of course, earlier in the summer said they were only going to go conference only. But yeah, now as Carl brought it up, we're just waiting for the other, well, the other two or three shoes to drop. We know where the SEC stands. ACC is leaning in on the SEC side, it sounds like. We know where the players are. Players, of course, want to play. But as you heard the soundbite from Mike Conti, coaches out there, they know the big picture. You know, we, breaking news, by the way. What do we got, Craig?
92.9 The Game, breaking news. Breaking news is brought to you by Pennzoil. Motor oils made from natural gas. The proof is in the Pennzoil.
Dan Wetzel and multiple other outlets, Pat Forty and Bruce Feldman, reporting the Big Ten has canceled all fall sports.
Oof.
Canceled, including football. Pat Forty reporting that Big Ten teams are being called into meetings to be told the news.
Mm. That's Mike Conti, by the way, from News Center Conti. Mike, that's just, and we were just, Carl and I were just talking about Nebraska trying to go off the reservation, but and that seems like a novel idea. I wonder if they'll still go through with that one. But this was one that it's a huge domino, because what is a college football season without the Big Ten?
Yeah, one is to assume that the Pac-12 will probably fall into line with this. Big Ten and Pac-12 have been making decisions concurrently. Now, you do have a couple other conferences that have stated their intentions to play. The Sun Belt, reportedly one of them. But this will certainly put enormous pressure now on the SEC and ACC. Should be noted, these outlets are reporting that the Big Ten is going to attempt to play in the spring. I don't know how viable of an idea that is. And to the point of schools like Nebraska breaking off and going on their own, contractually, they cannot do that. The Big Ten holds their grant of rights contractually, so Nebraska could go out and play their own schedule, but they would get zero TV money because the Big Ten owns their television rights. So
right. That's even if they wanted to play outside the conference, guys, as we just were alluding to. And it's a shame, Mike, as we said, it kind of, as Carl jumps back in, it just devalues any season. I know that as much as people will pump their chest out, and deservedly so, for the dominance of the SEC and what Clemson has done and Florida State prior to that, it's, Ohio State, Penn State's got a great football team this year. Wisconsin should have a great football team this year. We're not so sure about Michigan, but these guys have to be in that national conversation, and now they're not. So, I mean, and that now you just, as a football fan, it just hits you, it just is a gut punch. There's no other way to describe it.
Yeah, it severely imperils the remainder of the college football season now. Should the other conferences decide to play on, then another element you could see is Big Ten players jumping into the transfer portal and seeking an immediate transfer.
Sure.
That's something that you've seen with some of the FCS conferences, some of the Group of Five conferences that have canceled their seasons. But again, we have three different outlets reporting that the Big Ten has canceled all fall sports. And now we will see, as this afternoon goes on, how the other dominoes will fall, guys.
All right, good stuff, Mike Conti. It sucks for the kids. It just does. If you had a chance to compete at a collegiate level, doesn't matter what level, all right, you guys know the work that goes in. This goes for all sports. It doesn't matter. Volleyball, softball, you're working. I say it all the time. It's a job. And this has been nonstop for all these young men. And I'll just use Justin Fields as an example, because he's a local kid who may be the top pick in the NFL draft, who I know for a fact was working his tail off this summer. And I had a chance to visit with him and his dad a couple of different times. And he was so excited about getting an opportunity to go back to Ohio State and, more importantly, having a chance at another run at the college football championship. And by no fault of his own now, again, the adults in the room had to make adult decisions that they feel like is best for the overall conference, not for one individual. And they've made this decision. But it just sucks for these young men that the Big Ten is canceling their football season. And, Mike, I honestly believe now, how does this operate with the ACC and the SEC? You're just going to have two major conferences?
Yeah, that's just it. Because, as you said, everyone else is going to get in line with the Big Ten. I know that some Georgia fans and some Alabama fans don't want to hear this. It's not a regular football season. Guys, your championship is not a championship if you don't have the rest of the country involved. It just isn't. And we don't know. We're looking down our noses at the Pac-12 as if there's some kind of a joke. And who knows this year if Oregon got their house in order and they go undefeated? That's plausible. That's a possibility. I know that we know that the SEC is arguably more complete than other teams. And, of course, Clemson is the outlier in the ACC. We know that Ohio State, I mean, like, Ohio State gave Clemson all they could handle last year. And we've seen them go on without, you know, with three quarterbacks and win a championship. So as much as it pains me, because I just didn't like the way their commissioner used to handle his business before, you know, the BCS and the end of the playoff era. But Carl, yeah, it's not a football season. It's just not. It's just, and if you would, go on to run the table this year, and it's just, it would be just a hollow. It's the ultimate Pyrrhic victory. Unfortunately, it's even worse than like the year that Auburn runs the table and Tuberville's got an undefeated team and they wound up in that Sugar Bowl with nothing to show for it.
It is. And, you know, again, there's not a coach. There's probably a ton of ADs in the Big Ten that we'll be hearing from soon about this that want to play. And they're not going to get that opportunity. And, you know, as adamant as Harbaugh was and Ryan Day at Ohio State and some of the prominent schools, it just wasn't enough to override the information. And I think this is important while we talk about this. I know that we've had a bunch of polarizing conversations on this show, politicized conversations when it comes to this damn coronavirus. But the information is the information. The medical information is the medical information. And if these folks felt like this was the best decision, that's something they can live with. And you know, the only thing I could tell you is if you were in this decision-making process, as much as you might love football, to think that these administrators don't is foolish. To know that what this means for their schools and certainly their conference is foolish. But, Mike, to say I can go to sleep at night knowing we made the right decision, I think that overrides a lot of this other stuff with the medical information that they were given. I don't like it. You don't like it. I don't think anybody likes it, but this is where we are.
Well, like I said, they've said basically they can't make it work. That's what they're saying. They can't protect the players. In essence, and again, this you can say this is semantics, and Carl just made you make an argument for what they might feel, but you quit. You said you can't make it work. It's impossible. I don't buy that.
More to get to, guys. Big Ten canceling football. News just breaking here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.